Len Dawson, who has been covering this with us the whole season, I look back on this year, and even though it was not an A game, it was definitely a competitive game. The season itself was one of the most unpredictable seasons on memory. Does this cap off perhaps the best season in many years in the NFL?
Well, I don't know about that, but I think you're right. It was a very competitive game. It was going on to a 5-point difference in the fourth quarter when Grossman threw an interception, the result in the touchdown. That kind of sealed the game for the Colts. But it was a competitive game, even though all those numbers I threw at you, the Bears were still very much in the game. What they needed was a big play, which they did not get. But they came up with a big play. It would have been a different story that we're talking about today, how that the Colts could have dominated but lost the football game. But I'll tell you what, it was a good game. All Super Bowls, I think, are very good games. The weather was different, first time it rained, so some people like that. Quarterbacks don't like it. Kickers don't like it, I know that. But it was part of the game, and I think that getting down to that which quarterback is going to be able to handle the situation the best. And I think we found out that even though Peyton Manning did not have an outstanding game, he handled the situation the best. He put his team in position to win. People were saying, well, geez, they're not going down the field, throwing the ball down there. Well, no, the weather had something to do with that, plus the fact that the Bears' defense was not going to let you get down there deep. They made one mistake in coverage with a touchdown to Wayne, and that, you know, that was the one big play for the Colts. But Peyton Manning was smart enough to take what they were giving him, kind of like the West Coast offense. You know, you talk about the 49ers and Bill Walsh here a minute ago. Well, that was his philosophy, that you don't, you know, you can throw passes that are good for 5 and 6 yards. If you have a running play that's good for 5 or 6 yards, you say, hey, that's a good play. Why not a pass that goes for 5 or 6 yards?